The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, everyone, or good day. And here in Redwood City, it's a beautiful, clear, crisp, cold day. Blue skies. And may we sit now and meditate with clarity and a certain kind of wonderful crispness, and perhaps in the classic Buddhist language, sit and cool down the fevers of attachment, preoccupation, and sit here and be delighted in having this chance to sit and meditate. And certainly delight is one of the doorways to the present moment. Many of our preoccupations can be far from any connection to delight or to what feels happy or enjoyable or joy. And to sit and meditate with some connection to delight, some connection to well-being, happiness, is a doorway to being here in the present moment. So taking this, taking a meditation posture that works for you, but a posture that you're focusing on what works for you to be alert, as opposed to what works for you to be super duper comfortable. Excessive comfort in meditation sometimes is a hindrance to a deeper delight that comes with being certain kind of vitality of energy that courses through our system. And we certainly don't want to be tense in our posture. But finding the balance between alertness and a relaxation in our posture. And for those of you who are sitting upright, it is maybe to sit with a little bit straighter spine than you normally would. Just enough to add a little extra sense of engagement, presence, involvement with the present moment through your posture. And gently close your eyes. And you might be coming to meditation with a lot of concerns, a lot of challenges, all kinds of things. And that's completely okay. The way you come is great. And also, in the cracks of how you are, or here as well, if you spend a little bit of time looking for it, can be some feelings or sense of joy or delight, appreciation, gratitude, relief, a relief and joy to just be here and quiet for a few minutes. There can be a delight, maybe, in being alive and being in meditation, where the whole feeling of being alive can have an intimacy to it, a closeness, a subtleness, where our energies and our concerns are not a force flowing outwards into the things of the world, concerns of the world, but if anything, they're flowing inward, or they're flowing up from the center outwards into us. So you might see if you can become aware of some modicum of delight or joy that's here now, something that you deeply appreciate about, maybe something you often overlook. Maybe it's simply the delight that you can do this meditation, and taking some time aside from maybe a busy life. Or maybe the delight of being in a virtual community, sharing in this practice. So to whatever degree of delight you can feel, feel it in your body. Maybe as a kind of pleasure in your body, or comfort in your body, a settledness in your body. And feeling this delight, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, perhaps as you breathe in, spreading that delight outward throughout your body. The language of the Buddha is to suffuse these feelings throughout the body, breathing in deeply, and then exhale and relaxing into the delight, into the heart of it. Letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, see if you can also relax the thinking mind. Soften the brain area. The forehead and the temples. And regardless how the mind is, whether it's happy or not so happy, see if you can also find a little spark of delight in being aware, being conscious. Or maybe even a delightful surprise in noticing, really noticing this amazing event of being conscious, being aware. Not taking awareness for granted. It is an amazing, amazing thing that we have awareness. The end results of a long line of evolution, evolutionary change, that we're the recipient of. And this, for us, can be a very simple act of being aware, being conscious. And perhaps there can be also some modicum of delight in being here and aware. That maybe softens the mind, settles the mind, helps put the mind at ease. And then to let this soft mind, this spark of awareness, receive the experience of the body breathing. the physical experience of inhale is part of the phenomenal little sparks of light, of knowing, of being conscious. The particular sensations of exhale. Little sparks of light of consciousness that knows the sensations. And then as you exhale, take a few moments here to relax your body more. Maybe even delighting in every little teeny softening of the body you can do. Relaxing the face. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the belly. Relaxing the muscles that are involved in breathing. Trusting that the breathing will take care of itself. And then, once again, can you allow yourself to discover, to evoke some modicum of delight, something that's delightful that you feel through your body, that's here and now. And perhaps there are challenges, but there might also be right next to the challenges, near them, also something to appreciate and be grateful for and to take delight in. And if you can feel that in your body, let that be a door or an encouragement to be present. Maybe breathing with the delight, breathing through it. Maybe even allowing the breathing to partake in some of this delight. Meditating, staying close to the present moment experience of well-being, maybe suffused through the whole body. Perhaps you can turn up the corners of your lips a little bit, in a half smile, quarter smile, and have that support you in sitting with some delight in a field of appreciation, gratitude. Maybe the delight to just be able to sit quietly in meditation. Delight in breathing mindfully. The delight to notice that your mind has wandered off and that you can, for a few moments, bring it back to the present. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, if once again can you discover something delightful here and now in yourself, something you take delight in. This doesn't have to be dramatic, just different, lighter, more happy, more joyful, more appreciated than some of the challenges you might have. Something that you really gives you a sense of being at ease, to be alive and to be happy. And then to turn your awareness now outwards into the world, the people you know, people you don't know personally but that are in your neighborhood, in your towns, your communities, out into the wider world, across your continent you're in, across the globe. And to take a few moments to appreciate others. Maybe even be grateful for others. For most of us, our life is so interconnected that there are thousands upon thousands of people who we don't know and make it possible for all that we need for our life to function. Transporting food, growing food, keeping the electricity going, plowing the snow, or and to appreciate and maybe even delight or enjoy, rejoice in how much others do that makes your life possible. And imagine yourself, imagine that you could express your appreciation. Imagine that all those thousands upon thousands of people were standing in front of you, and maybe you can say, wow, you had no idea that there were so many people who contributed for all the things needed for you to go through your daily life. Thank you. And more than thank you, perhaps you can rejoice in the good fortune we have in receiving the benefits of what other people do. And may it be that your appreciation, your delight, your joy, your rejoicing spread from you out into the people of the world so that they can appreciate, so they can have the benefit of knowing that their work is appreciated. May it be that all beings have the occasion to feel delight and joy in this life of ours, that they have the ability to experience joy for what is joyful, delight for what is delightful, And may that fill them with nourishing happiness, a buoyancy and a confidence and an inspiration. May all beings be happy and joyful. May all beings be delighted and safe in their delight. May all beings be free to experience the blessings and gifts of this life. May all beings everywhere be happy.